mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into the second hour. Huge guest coming up to expose the globalists, the police state, the NSA. What's happening with all this identity theft? Wayne Madison's coming on. He's been told to shut up by the NSA. Regina in Pennsylvania, real fast, finish up. You were giving out the congressional phone number and warning us of another bill. Yes, the wonderful Ron Paul, our beloved congressman from here in the heart of Texas, he has introduced a bill to pull us out of the World Trade Organization that's going to take over our entire economy, is taking it over, has already taken over much of it, many of the levers of control and many of the mechanisms that regulate it. But you had something else you wanted to plug, Regina.
Okay, that's right. We're required to change our laws under the WTO.
I know.
And our Congress does that. So it's very important that people get HJ resolutions.
They hand over their authority to it.
Right.
Just give us the other phone number and info.
Okay, the other thing is that House Resolution 282, which is supposed to be coming up today, and this is supposed to express the intent of Congress to allow the United Nations to regulate anti-Semitic speech that our national leaders, you know, all over the world would say or do. So you can see how...
Yeah, a global hate crime, speech crime code, I'm aware of that. And, out in California, they're trying to pass a law that if you speak out against the open borders, you'll be arrested and then put in a database. They're not playing. And see, it starts with something like anti-Semitism, which I don't like. Then it moves on to everything else. And I'll fight to the death for your right to say that Jews are blood-drinking vampires or that Germans are blood-drinking vampires. I may not agree with that, but still, I believe you have that right.
Yeah, but that can be misinterpreted, too, like it's in Jackson.
Well, now criticizing any Israeli policy, the
right.
ADL wants you arrested. They are an un-American terrorist organization.
Right.
But Regina, tell us about that law.
Well, that's going to come up for a vote today. And
give us that bill number.
House Resolution 282. And everybody needs to call at 202-224-3121 or 877-762-8762 and tell them, no on House Resolution 282. We want to get out of the UN. We know that they were involved with the slaughter in Rwanda, but they're going to be picking at our leaders and us and other leaders across the world who are speaking truth. And,
No, I know. It's incredible. Regina, got to let you go. Got to move on.
Can I give you the email for John Hamel? Because I don't know how to...
Okay, I'm sorry, other callers. Go ahead, Regina.
Okay, J. Ham, J-H-A-M, at I as in Indian, A as in Apple, H as in Health, F as in Freedom, .com.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Really good points. Robert in Denver. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, good morning, Alexander. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. I don't know if you talked about it or not. Already, if you have, I apologize for repeating it, but as you know, yesterday the Supreme Court ruled that states cannot allow a doctor to give out marijuana for medical uses, and I was wondering what your feeling was on that.
Marijuana has incredible, HTC has incredible health benefits for glaucoma, for nausea with people that can't hold food down who are going through chemotherapy. I mean, George Washington smoked marijuana. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't like marijuana. I have smoked it in college, and I can't stand it. I don't like the way it makes me feel. I mean, I like being hyper. I mean, I like my natural... I get paranoid on it. I get really weird and don't want to talk to people. I mean, totally opposite. Yeah, but, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I smoked it and I inhaled. You're riding along with some girl in her car, and she says, take a hit, and you're like, all right, baby. But I don't recommend young people smoke it. I think it's overall really bad for you, like alcohol or anything else. But the medical effects are just it is a miracle drug. It's a miracle plant, and so it's just look, it's big business for them to put your kids in prison if they use this stuff. George Washington loved his bud, though. Anything else?
Yeah, well...
I'll let you finish up, but let's go ahead and get our guests. I'll make my guests hold while we let you finish.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies, psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes and 10 seconds into this second hour. We're about to go to Wayne Madison, who's an investigative journalist, nationally distributed columnist and author who has covered Washington, D.C. politics, national security, intelligence issues since 94. Of course, Madison is a former U.S. naval officer who was assigned the National Security Agency during a Reagan administration. He also has some 20 years experience in computer security and data privacy. He has also worked for the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Sciences Corporation. And I apologize to the callers. I know you've been holding, and I end up covering so much news in the first hour. We go to great callers like Regina, who's got all these important bills, and then I tried to hurry her up so we could get to Robert, and then we cut Robert short. Robert, finishing up real fast as our guest is holding, the Supreme Court, the federal government, they need to arrest our children to put them in their private prisons so they can work for 20 cents an hour building widgets. Marijuana is far less as damaging, I think it is bad, when used in excess, than alcohol, though. Alcohol causes, four times the deaths of all other illegal drugs combined. Prescription drugs cause even more deaths than alcohol. That's the official numbers in federal studies. And there are incredible medical attributes of marijuana for glaucoma, for people that are nauseated and can't eat because of chemotherapy, or people that have bad ulcers. There are hundreds of uses for THC, but don't look for the government to ever allow decriminalization, because they need to make things that should be legal illegal as a pretext to put you in prison. And for all the people out there that hate marijuana, you hate George Washington because George Washington, it's in major publications and history books, did occasionally smoke a little marijuana. It was grown right out in the herb gardens all over the 13 colonies. And if you had a headache or you were nauseous, it was in the medical books to take a pull off some weed, as they called it. But finish up real fast, Robert.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I think a guy on a radio and locally here in Denver made a great analogy. In North Carolina, they grow thousands of acres of tobacco. Take that comparison and turn around. What if suddenly North Carolina started growing thousands of acres of marijuana and in Central America they were growing tobacco? Which one would be illegal?
Well, in the Netherlands and other areas, they totally legalized and drug use went down by 50%. But in France, they put up billboards saying, don't smoke cigarettes, they'll kill you. And in 10 years, smoking doubled. People do what they think is rebellious. The government knows it. Thanks for the call. That's why the Skull and Bones was founded by the British East India Company and Russell Trust. They had the monopoly of opium. When their competition got too great, when opium was on all the store shelves, laudanum, they banned it, controlled the police forces, and went after their competition. That's what the drug war is. The drug dealers control the drug war to go after their competition. How many CIA officers, how many DEA agents have we had on covering this that have unloaded the cocaine? The ships come in, the trains come in, the jets come in, the prop planes come in. The cartels that get raided and killed by our troops in Latin America are the ones that don't pay their cut into the big banks. Okay, that's enough. I'm done. I apologize to our guest for holding for 3 minutes. Wayne Madison, we're going to talk about some of his incredible books. He's just a treasure trove of information. On InfoWars.com, we have a link to the Counterpunch article exposing Karl Rove. Another one, the neocon power grab at NSA and an attempt to stifle the press. That's Online Journal. Just a whole squadron of articles. Mr. Madison, good to have you on with us.
Good to be with you.
You know, there's no way to do your great career, a career of conscience, justice. So, in a nutshell, can you tell us about yourself?
Well, I've been working in a lot of various agencies over the years, from the National Security Agency to the State Department to various other, working with various other federal agencies, including one short stint as a temporary agent for the FBI way back in the 80s. So I've seen a lot of this from the inside, and now on the outside looking in, I can understand why there are several people in the government who are very frustrated about what's going on with this particular administration, and I think they really do see what the agenda is, that it's to basically gut the U.S. intelligence infrastructure. So we come up, instead of coming up with people who say, no, there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, you'll have just a bunch of people who shake their heads yes and will cook the books for this administration and coming up with any intelligence state special order.
So we'll have Mr. Negroponte, the death squad architect, with the Abu Ghraib, and, of course, Camp X-Ray architect Gonzalez, and Chertoff and this whole gaggle of psychopathic criminals, and I'll say that, where it'll just be Negroponte saying, yes, Iran's got nuclear weapons. They're about to kill us.
Well, that's right. And we see that one congressman right now, Kurt Weldon from Pennsylvania, has got a book coming out where he's saying that he was tipped off about 9/11 beforehand. But he says, wait a minute, it's not al-Qaeda that's a threat, it's Iran. I mean, these people will change according to, you know, whatever the prevailing perception management dictate of the day says to them, and we see that again with this Weldon book, which is out. But certainly, he's not the only one. We have this guy John Bolton, who they want to send to the United Nations,
who has carpet chewing fits.
Oh, right. This guy Bolton is probably the worst possible person. I would make mention of the fact that back when the UN Security Council was meeting on whether to approve this U.S. resolution authorizing the attack on Iraq, that Bolton, Negroponte, and that then head of NSA, General Michael Hayden, all were cooperating and bugging the members of the U.N. Security Council, their telephones, their cell phones, their email. And now we have one of those individuals who was bugged, the former Mexican ambassador to the UN, who was quite upset with this and took on the United States and the Bush administration, said, look, you just won our vote because you treat Mexico like it's your backyard. Well, this former ambassador who was fired because of his statements about the Bush administration, Adolfo Aguilar Zinser, he died the other day in an automobile accident in central Mexico. So here we have another one of these dead bodies of somebody who took on the Bush administration. He joins, of course, Dr. David Kelly, the British scientist who said there were no WMDs.
Now, he told a British and American colleague, two separate ones, if I don't shut up, I'll be found dead in the woods, they told me.
Well, that's right.
And then they go, there's a mystery.
Well, that's right. We have the top Iraqi analyst at the State Department, John Kuchel, who briefed Colin Powell at least once a week on Iraq, who worked in the Bureau of Intelligence and Research. His boss was Carl Ford, who, of course, said to the Senate that Bolton is a quintessential kiss-up, kick-down kind of guy, and said he does not have my recommendation to go to the UN. Kuchel apparently took on this guy Bolton, and they said he jumped off the roof of the State Department, which, of course, is impossible since the roof to the State Department is secured. All access is secured. All the windows are secured. So we have several of these cases where people who have taken on this administration have met their demise. And I think it's worthy for an FBI investigation, but of course we don't see anything even coming close to anything like that.
Oh, don't hold your breath. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez, if it came out they threw him off the roof, would probably say that's not even torture.
He says
killing somebody isn't even torture.
And we have a former CIA official, Gus Weiss, who just a few weeks after Kuchel does a swan dive off the State Department, they say he takes a similar swan dive off of the Watergate, which is only a couple of blocks from the State Department. The thing that makes Weiss interesting is that he was a colleague of the neocons like Pearl and Wolfowitz when he was working in Henry Scoop Jackson's office back in the 70s, but he came out in a very vocal way, in a very uncharacteristic way, and said, look, this war against Iraq is lunacy. It shouldn't happen. So we see two people who came out who were opposed to the war.
Why hasn't Cynthia McKinney fallen off a roof yet? I mean, she's brought up the trillions missing from the Pentagon.
Well, I know Cynthia, and I'll tell you, she's one smart person, and she knows how to take care of herself and defend herself. So I have a lot of confidence that she knows what's going on. She's pretty careful.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's scary to know this is going on. Let's make a joint pact here that I'm not ever planning to jump off a building. I love my life, and I would imagine you're the same way, Mr. Madison.
Oh yes, I have no problems with no ballooning mortgage payments, no terminal illnesses, so nothing that they might say and say, well, he was depressed over this, that, and the other thing. So, and I'm also very much afraid of heights.
Although
I've flown airplanes, I do have this problem with acrophobia when I'm standing on a ledge or a cliff or something like that.
Why do they like to throw people off buildings? Because it doesn't leave any evidence?
Well, I think, it goes back actually to medieval Europe when they used to have defenestrations.
That's how the Greeks killed people.
Out of the windows.
That's how the Greeks killed people, too.
That's right, yeah. It's there seems to be something about that throwing people out of windows or off of buildings is sort of a preferred method. And then, of course, we've got the so-called self-inflicted gunshot wounds, where normally the gun's found on the other hand.
Oh, or they have several bullet holes in their head.
Or that, exactly.
But then someone we can trust tells us it was an accident. Well, I tell you, sir, we're about to break. What are some of the key issues you want to go over?
Well, I think what's happening at the National Security Agency and the CIA and the other intelligence agencies is a real catastrophe, that these neocons who are infiltrating these agencies are now firing people because they just want to get rid of anybody who has in the past.
It's a type of a night of the long nights.
It's a purge. It's basically a political purge that's going on, and they're getting rid of some very knowledgeable people. Now, I'm the last guy to defend the intelligence agencies. I've attacked them when they've been wrong in the past, but I'm stepping up to the plate defending them on this one.
All right. Well, I also want to talk about your view on Iran. I had Member of Parliament George Galloway on, and I said the government may carry out terror attacks as a pretext, and he said absolutely. We'll talk about that as well. Stay with us.
February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment, ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Talking to Wayne Madison, author, syndicated columnist, worked inside the NSA and the Reagan administration. Really a whistleblower. Wayne, what do you see on the horizon for Iran? I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, they won't be able to invade Iran. People are wise to them, but they seem to be so arrogant.
I see two fronts in this administration, which really shouldn't come as any shock, that we have people with two different policies. One, of course, are the neocons that want any reason to attack Iran. And if we think Iraq is a bloodbath, wait till we go into Iran, which is a very mountainous country, has a larger population than Iraq, and the people there are not Arabs, of course. I think some of the neocons may get that confused. These are Persians, and the Persians used to have quite a world empire, and the Persians today of today, who call themselves Iranians, are quite proud of their history, and they will fight, and they will probably bloody our nose to even being bloody right now in Iraq. But then there's an election coming up in Iran for president to replace the moderate President Hassan. And the person who is apparently leading in that race is the guy who used to be president, was the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament back when the hostages were held in our embassy, and that's Mr. Rafsanjani, who apparently now has moderated his tone to the point where he says, well, wait a minute, maybe I can deal with some privatization of the Iranian oil industry, and, you know, he's talking trade and joining the World Trade Organization, a whole bunch of other things that, of course, to some people in this administration, the people who like to make lots and lots of money, that seems to be a pretty good deal for them. So we have sort of the political neocons now fighting the economic neocons over what is the best way to approach Iran, because if it's true that Rafsanjani agreeing to all of this opening up of Iran's economy, the economic neocons, of course, would like to see that happen.
Now, Mr. Madison, we've been talking a lot about fake documents, fake Niger documents, fake finds of weapons of mass destruction buried under rose bushes. I mean, really ridiculous stuff. So many examples of it, but they tried to frame George Galloway. He's now winning lawsuits over it. We interviewed him, and he shocked me. I said, well, I don't see them having the political will right now to go into Iran, but what if the military-industrial complex stages a terror attack in the United States or overseas? And he said, that is a very real threat. Your comments to that?
Well, I think he's right, because when I talk about the political neocons, of course, I'm including in that some of these people who are fundamentalists. This guy, Kurt Weldon, who's now arguing that Al-Qaeda is not the biggest threat to the United States, but Iran is. Here we have this again. Now he's trying to say somehow Iran, not Al-Qaeda, must have been involved with 9/11. Didn't we hear that with Iraq? And that's turned out to be totally bogus and false. But a guy like Weldon, who apparently was present at this coronation of Sung Myung Moon last year in the Senate Dirksen building, I mean, a lot of this is obviously coming from people like Moon and some of these other crazies who think that it's somehow ordained in some scripture that...
Now, I want to be clear, though. I'm a Christian.
I am, too.
I'm a conservative. I mean, Moon is worshipped himself. I wouldn't even call him a Christian. You're right. They have the group called the Brotherhood, where congressmen live.
Right,
It's a weird cult.
It's a cult.
These aren't even Christians.
It's not Christian, even though Moon goes around and says he's the Messiah. And then he says he's managed to convert the souls of Joe Stalin and Adolf Hitler and Muhammad and Jesus to his way of thinking. I mean, the guy's a total nutcase, but the problem is he's very powerful inside the Republican Party. And when he can have a coronation and draw people like Kurt Weldon, who then puts out a book saying it's not Al-Qaeda that's the biggest threat to the United States, but it's Iran, there you see that this cult, I think we should call it a cult.
For those that don't know, folks, these are the Moonies.
The Moonies.
I mean, a lot of people don't understand that.
Right. That's who they are. I first encountered them in college back in the early 70s when they try to get unsuspecting students to attend these suppers, and of course, like any starving college kid, you know, the idea of a free meal is pretty attractive, but unfortunately a lot of people got tied up with this bunch and still are.
Well, let's get into the NSA and let's get into Mr. Rove and just a whole host of issues when we get back. And we'll take some phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back with our guest, Wayne Madison. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all-natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Is our guest. Website, WayneMadsonReport.com. Wayne Madsen, M-A-D-S-E-N, report.com. Got a big fat link to it on Infowars.com. Wayne, you know, working at the NSA, and then now since 94 being a journalist, writing on all of this, watching the police state being set up, witnessing the face scanning cameras, the national ID cards, the control grid, the Patriot Act being used, you know, against people selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes or pirated DVDs or county commissioners getting payoffs for more parking spaces. It's clear that criminals have taken control of the government and are simply setting up a police state to then protect themselves from the public if we ever wake up to it. How do we stop these individuals?
Well, that's something I could talk about for hours and hours. I always go back and read some of what our founding fathers and mothers wrote during the Revolution, and I really think that we need to go back to basics here and and look at what these as you call rightly call them criminals. The only difference between the Bushes and the Sopranos is the Sopranos serve a better dinner. Italian food is pretty good in the Soprano house, and I don't think pork rinds and pretzels at the Bushes is anything to compare with that. But anyway, no, I really think that when I have people at the National Security Agency coming to me, essentially as whistleblowers, and saying that their rights are being infringed upon, their privacy is being invaded, then I think people can understand how bad things have gotten in this country.
Well, that was in the first Patriot Act going after whistleblower protection.
That's right.
In fact, you've written an article, The Neocon Power Grab at NSA in an Attempt to Stifle the Press. Can you cover that story for us?
Well, basically what's going on at the National Security Agency is that the employees who are being fired for the least little thing are being told by security up there, which is basically the security at NSA is working hand in glove with the people like Rumsfeld and
Military goon squad.
Right, exactly. This is like the Stasi, KGB, and Gestapo all mixed up into one. And what they're being told is look, if you talk to a member of Congress, which is their right, if you talk to a member of the press, we're gonna find something on you. We're gonna fire you. And this has happened to quite a few people. Now, that's how it's going on at the what's happening at the NSA. Now, over at the CIA, they're firing people basically because of policy differences going back to pre-war intelligence.
They tell them, make up lies or you're gone.
Right. See, at NSA, you've got more of a technical group of people there that don't by and large get involved in too many policy issues.
Although, yeah, data collection the CIA then is pouring over.
Right. The NSA, they're the people out there trolling the internet and trolling the communications frequencies of satellites for all the information, using, as you mentioned, Echelon and systems like it to do that. And so what they're doing, how they're purging NSA is basically on trivia, on administrative issues. You know, if you step out of line, well, that's enough for us to go after you. Whereas at the CIA, because they are involved in more policy issues, they're using policy differences with the Bush administration to get rid of them. The same thing's going on at the Defense Intelligence Agency and has been for quite some time. So what we're seeing a purge of the intelligence agencies in this country, people who have years and years of experience in foreign languages, experience with other countries and key people in those countries and all sorts of different intelligence gathering systems, they're all being purged because they're considered to be a threat to this whatever world order or national order or new intelligence order that the Bush administration has in mind.
Now, bottom line, from all your research and study, what, and obviously Bush and his minions are just puppets of the military-industrial complex. They're just mid-level minions as well. But what type of world are you on a cordless phone?
Yes, I am.
Is there any way you get to a landline?
I don't have an actual hard wire here, but let me move closer to the base station.
Yeah, it's breaking up. Sorry.
Okay.
What type of world are they trying to build? If they had their wish list, if they could have whatever they wanted from all the evidence of what they're doing, what would that be?
Well, I think it's a world where a few corporations that they control, they call the shots. National parliaments and legislatures are meaningless. Organizations like the United Nations and others are just subservient. And of course, individual rights are way out the window. I mean, this is, I think, what they're talking about is some sort of massive corporate state, sort of what we've seen with Franco in Spain and Pinochet in Chile, and of course the system that Joe Stalin ran in Soviet Russia.
But even the so-called UN was founded by the U.S. government in 1946 there at Presidio. And so really you get two different choices. Accept IAEA inspectors in, have 12 years of sanction, that's the good cop, which is genocide, and the bad cop is we're going to salt the earth with DU and kill your population.
Well, that's right. I just think that what the reason Bush wants to send a guy like Bolton to the United Nations, of course, is that Bolton will try to fire everybody up there, as what we see is happening at the CIA and the State Department and NSA, get a bunch of international civil servants who are totally subservient to the Bush agenda.
Let me bring this up. Clinton, in actuality, went along with their policies of invading countries. He vacations with them. He's a surrogate member of the family, according to the Boston Globe. And we're now hearing in the press that the Bushes may support Clinton as Secretary General, and that they've already lined up seven of the G8 if Kofi Annan leaves in the next year. Do you think there's anything to that?
Well, that would be a real sea change for the United Nations, because there's always been a sort of an unwritten policy that that the Secretary General not come from one of the permanent members of the Security Council. So if that in fact happens, whether it's Clinton or any other American, would be a real change for the United Nations since its foundation in 1946. So I think that would be another indication that we may see the UN become nothing more than a rubber stamp for not the United States, because I think the United States and the Bush administration are two different entities, but we'll see the UN just become another tool for these international corporatists.
Those that don't know, I mean, Bush really is just a viceroy over one of the empire's plantations that happens to raise a lot of the armies and troops for this whole system. And again, when we say corporation, these are bigger than governments. They are totally criminal. They go in with death squads, say in Africa, if somebody isn't giving them a diamond monopoly, and kill everybody, and then they brag about it. This is not free market.
Oh no, it's not at all. So when we hear about free markets and you know the free trade area, the Americas and Central America, free trade area, NAFTA, and all world trade stuff, this is just trying to get things right for when these multinational corporations basically take over, and this is why we see the anti-globalization movement. Now, you know, we had this rejection by the French and the Dutch of the European constitution. Now, a lot of that had to do with domestic politics, but one thing that is common to both the Netherlands and France is there was a reaction in both countries against the idea that Europe will be expanding to the Iranian border if these people have their way. And that was never the intention of the people who founded the European community and then the European Union.
Well, that's not what they told the people, but we've got the Bilderberg Group documents. That was their plan.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so the same financial, and I pointed this out, Wayne, the same people that own and run Europe are in bed with the people here. They just act like there's this good cop, bad cop fight going on to give the illusion of a bipolar world. What do you think of people like Thomas Barnett at the Naval War College, who openly gets up on C-SPAN and says, we work for global corporations, this is a one-world government, we're going to attack all these third-world countries? I mean, they're just right out in the open with it.
Well, they are, and I would recommend to people, this is nothing new, and Marine Corps General Smedley Butler talked about this back in the 1930s, saying he was just nothing more than a foot soldier for the United Fruit Company.
They tried to hire him to overthrow the U.S. government.
They tried to hire him to overthrow Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the constitutionally elected president of the United States, in a coup d'etat, and he rejected them and then went public with it. And, of course, his testimony was held in secrecy by the U.S. Congress, I think, up until the 1970s.
Yeah, that was the McCormick-Dukstein Committee.
That's right. So this is nothing new. And I think we've been running, you know, look at Bush. He's going after everything that Roosevelt tried to put in with the New Deal and all the other safety net, social safety nets that were
by
Roosevelt, and these guys are trying to get rid of them.
Well, to be clear, I mean, I was no fan of Roosevelt, but it just shows this particular crowd who was funding Hitler was trying to throw him out and set up their own little dictatorship. But Roosevelt and his whole crowd, the way this works is they get everything socialized, get us dependent, and then once they've grown the government big enough, they just hand the government over to private corporations and they become the government.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Yeah, it's interesting that one of the people back in those days who, of course, was so much opposed to Roosevelt and probably silently with a wink and a nod was saying to these coup plotters, yeah, that's a good idea, because a lot of it came out of Connecticut, was Prescott Bush, who we know was the grandfather of the current president and
well,
father of George H.W.
Yeah, in fact, I've just put a new film out covering this. He worked for the Nazi company that was behind all this, But for those that just joined us and don't realize what we're facing, this isn't a joke. I have the hearings with Oliver North in the mid-'80s in the joint session there, joint committee meeting, and Congressman Jack Brooks brings up, I read the Miami papers of a plan of a martial law and to put Americans in camps. Can you comment on that? And then Senator Inouye, the chairman, goes, we will not allow a discussion of that. If you'd like to discuss it, we can do that in an executive session. Were you aware of those? I mean, it seems like they're always trying to get this.
Well, you know, the Iran-Contra people are back in charge. The only guy I don't think is working for the government is Oliver North. But you look around, you got Elliot Abrams. He's working in the National Security Council now. You've got, you know, all these others who
they
were
They tried to have the five-time convicted felon Poindexter.
Oh, Poindexter, total information awareness system. And you know, and they even go back to Watergate, and you still have some of these people walking around. Many of them who served time in prison are felons are now saying this guy Mark Feldo, he's a criminal. He's a traitor to his nation. So it's almost like if you serve time in prison or you were indicted, now you're being held put up on a pedestal, which I can only think is part of this Bush administration mantra of if you violate the Constitution and you go to prison for it, you're then somehow you're a hero.
But the Democrats are totally mum on this, and many of them are involved as well.
Oh, they've been, yeah, many of these Democrats. I mean, look at the number of Democrats who supported this illegal war in Iraq. I mean, you've got John Kerry, I voted, you know, for it before I voted against it, or against it before I voted for it. You've got Joe Biden, whose rhetoric sounds good today, but he was one of the big champions to go into Iraq back. So yeah, you've got Joe Lieberman, who really should have an R next to his name instead of a D. Yeah, a lot of these Democrats are you know they go they hold their finger up, and I see it living in this town in Washington. They'll hold their finger up and see which way the wind's blowing, and that's the way they'll go politically. But at least in the case of Howard Dean, now they're going after him because he's telling the truth. He's not accepting it, and he never did. And I think that's why he can get people excited. He says, you know,
I don't want to hear from Republicans that Dean's bad. He's anti-gun, probe, and border. Because he is bad because of that, but Bush is for all that more. I mean, this is the insanity, Mr. Madsen, is that Bush is not a conservative, the biggest federal budget ever, out Clinton and Clinton on a score of issues, but the one talk show host calls them Kool-Aid drinkers. These so-called conservatives are not really conservative.
Oh, no. I mean, if you look at what they're doing, I mean, the idea of nation building. But Bush spoke to the OAS meeting in Miami the other day, and he said he thinks the United States should, actively go into countries in Latin America where we don't agree with the type of government that they have. Now,
well, bottom line, sir, where do you see all this going? I mean, where are they having victories? Where are they having defeats? Give us your forecast. What do you see happening?
Well, I see the status quo going on, the bickering in Congress up until the congressional. When we see those congressional elections, I think we're going to see Democrats do quite well, and I think we're going to see a two-year lame duck presidency of George W. Bush, and I think we'll see some of our commitments overseas, some of our troops coming back. They can't come back soon enough from Iraq, as far as I'm concerned, but I think we're going to see a movement away from nation building, away from this Pax Americana, this American empire that these PNACers, these Project for New American Century people have been pushing. I think we're going to see a real rejection at the polls if the election is conducted fairly. That's a big if, but I think we'll see a big rejection of their policies next year.
But as you said, the Democrats are all in league and owned by the same big foundations and corporations. I don't...
I look at a place like Connecticut where the Democrats have just about had it with Joe Lieberman. They're talking about running somebody against him in the primary. They're saying, let's run a real Democrat against Lieberman. I think that may happen. I think we may see Lieberman thrown out. I think that may happen to a couple of these wishy-washy Democrats who go along when it's convenient.
But Bush and the establishment Democrats are trying to accelerate putting in the electronic voting machines.
Oh, yeah, and I see a lot of... There's going to be a reaction against that. We've already seen, some tests being conducted in Florida showing how easy it was for the election to be fixed using these machines. I actually think we're going to see a return to paper, and I wouldn't be surprised to see those hanging chads coming back.
All right, let's jam a call in here. Up first is Jeff. Jeff, where are you calling us from?
Cincinnati, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
How are you today?
Fine.
I was wondering if you or your guest had witnessed the Joseph Goebbels propaganda that they ran on effects the other night called Oil Storm. Have you seen that?
No, I don't watch much TV. What was it?
Basically, it was a way for the government to completely cloud the issue of George Bush's relationship to the Saudis. And it was very confusing.
So it was a fiction program legitimizing the Bush Bin Laden connection.
It was minimizing it to a point where they were saying that there was none. Like they
said. For those that don't know, there's more propaganda in fiction TV shows than there is on the news. Mr. Madsen?
Well, that's right. And, we saw that with this last election where Karl Rove, we mentioned him briefly, was putting a lot of pressure on Hollywood to come out with propaganda-type shows. And we've seen a lot
of
these.
Well, he met with the Motion Picture Association of America.
Absolutely, he did.
I had Lionel Shetland threaten me in a bathroom in L.A. So stay there. Everybody stay there.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, gluten-free and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Watching America being broken down into little mechanisms for the centralized police state to control. The country's being captured to be used as an engine of global war and global government. My new film, Martial Law, is out. I hope you'll get a copy at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watching online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. And one more showing of the film coming up next week at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar Cinema, 7:30 p.m. South Lamar, next Thursday, the 16th. Tickets available at InfoWars.com. In the past three showings, completely sold out days, or in one case, a week before it showed. So I suggest you take action now and get those. It was great seeing everybody out there last Friday at the double showing. Going back to our guest, Wayne Madsen, then we'll go back to Jeff, and then Fred, and then Kim, and maybe hold the guest over 5 minutes in the next hour so we can finish up with calls. Then we have another guest coming on. Mr. Madsen, you've written a lot of really great books, but any in particular you'd like to tell us about?
Well, I've got a forthcoming book called Jaded Tasks, Big Oil, Black Ops, and Brass Plates, and that has a lot to do with the oil industry and how they're part and parcel of these private military contractors that we see so active in Iraq today. You know, there's $8 billion missing from Iraq, and I would suggest that a lot of that wound up in the hands of these very shadowy groups.
They wouldn't do that. We can trust them.
Well, we used to call them mercenaries, and the U.S. didn't like mercenaries, but now they're called private military contractors. See, it's part of the Orwell news.
Well, you know, I've got reports that that private mercs are dealing drugs, doing murder for hire for the globalists right now here in the U.S.
Why should they change? These people used to be called Air America and Southern Air Transport. They were involved in the drug business with good old Ollie North and all that gang down in Nicaragua and down in Colombia. So these are the same people. Actually, I even heard that Richard Secord talking about a blast from the past, Iran-Contra. He's been cited several times in the lobby of the Sheraton Hotel in Tashkent and Uzbekistan. So see, we've got this old crowd is back together again, and I think 9/11 has been pretty good business for these folks.
WayneMadsenReport.com is the website. Finish up, Jeff, what you were saying.
Well, I just was very concerned because it seems that FX has been pumping out some serious propaganda lately. They've got a Iraq thing coming out soon called Over There. And I watched Oilstorm, and I'm, you know, I know about you and everything that you talk about, and I was even confused in the beginning as to whether or not it was reality. And then when I started, you know, they went to painstaking efforts to make that look as real as possible. Even the filmed footage had courtesy of this TV station on it,
There are hundreds of dramas now that are meant to look real, and they're not real to confuse the dumbed-down public. Thanks for the call. I mean, Wayne Madsen, if we've got $242 million just for one federal program in fake newscast, we're talking about big money here.
Well, we are, and, you know, I can relate a story I heard from a pretty well-known person here in Washington who was speaking to a high-level White House official. Now, I can't say whether that official was Karl Rove, but if I had to bet money on it, I'd say it was because of what the person said. He said, look, the United States basically controls the world right now. The Bush administration has control over the world's media.
And we control reality.
Right. We can control our own reality, and if we don't like the reality that we create, in 30 minutes we can change it. And this is exactly what's happening, as your caller said, with TV shows, fiction, and other things.
Well, I mean, almost every program out there says how good torture is.
Well, that's right.
They actually say it's an American virtue.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Stay there, sir. Just want to do five more minutes with you so we can talk to Fred and Kim. That's all we're going to have time for with calls for now. Because then we got another guest coming up, how they're paying off the college students. Wait to hear about this.